is helping.
Very.
He is very impressed by reading your books, Shri Gurudev. He read your books.
He read your books.
And is very, very impressed. So we'd like to speak
very
a few words on that.
We will now ask Shri Gurudev to present to Mr. Amitendra Bansi some of his gems presented in these writings on these books that have been written by Shri Gurudev.
President Gorbachev
mind was changed when he became godly. Ian Smith's mind was changed when he became godly. What he's going to change this world and put us out of turbulence is prayer. There is no substitute for the power of prayer. I stand in front of you as a living proof that nobody in this country politician was subject to this total annihilation as I have been. But the fact that I'm standing here, as Mandela told me, is a result of the power of prayer. We shall survive, we shall overcome, only if we have one path, one goal, and that is towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna himself.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rajbhan Singh, for those very inspiring words. And they say if a leader has to speak, then the nation will naturally follow. And so therefore, since you today have spoken from the scripture, which is the truth, and what Gurudev is going to expound on today, we thank you very much for sharing those words of wisdom with our nation today. Thank you very much, sir.
तदभक्ताय नमो नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरवे तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जगामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञराधे तन्मय माम शरणं
फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल लाइफ क्रॉस ऑफ दंडवत प्रणाम And to the lotus feet of my spiritual master Nitya Leela Praveshtom Vishnu Pad Astota Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Krishna Roshan and same unto the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Nitya Leela Praveshtom Vishnu Pad Astota Srimad Bhakti Vedant Swami My dear Chitandi Padma Brahmachari, my respected
Chief Guest,
Minister,
Chief Guest, Mr. Rajbhansi,
Mr. Rajbhansi, Chief Guest, Suryavansi, and all Vaishnava and Vaishnava. I appreciate his speech in a brief good. He has given a good abstraction of all Indian literature. Without Guru, Krishna cannot do mercy. He has given Right is reserved in the hands of Guru. Through Guru, anyone can. And everywhere is. But not general Gurus. There are so many symptoms of Guru. तस्मात् गुरु प्रपद्येतम् जिज्ञासु श्रेय उत्तम शब्दे परे च निष्णातम् ब्रह्मांड उपशमास। When a man, any person, realizes that this world is a dark veil, nothing else, in this world sense gratification, enjoying everything we want, but really this is wrong. We are so the part and parcel of Krishna. We are refugee here, and after doing bhajan, anyone can be liberated from this world, and he will be engaged in Krishna service in Goloka Vrindavan. So we are discussing from tomorrow, yesterday, up till now. As I have told before, the history of Vyasadeva, that what he saw in trance, he has written Srimad Bhagavatam the same thing. So, Srimad Bhagavatam is Samadhi language. जस्यावै सूर्यमानायं कृष्णे परमपुरुषे भक्ति रूपपद्यते पुंसः शोक मोह भया। ए गुरु नोज ऑल द इंडियन लिटरेचर एंड ही कैन रिमूव द डाउट ऑफ his disciples. And he should have some realization of God, Supreme God, Krishna. And especially detached from this world. Then he is called. If anyone has taken shelter of a guru like this, he must be liberated one day. But he should always be careful for offenses, 10 kinds of offenses. Now Vyasadeva, what he saw in his trance and he is speaking. By the prayer of Brahma, Shankar and all other demigods with earth as a cow. He told that, oh, my Prabhu Krishna has known all these things and very soon he will appear and remove all the burden of earth. And then disappeared the voice. After some time, one day Ugrasen arranged the marriage of
Devaki.
Daughter by Devaki. To Vasudeva Maharaj. When the marriage was finished, Vasudeva Maharaj with Devaki, they were returning to their home. Comes very happily and gladly. He sat on the chariot and he took the
reins of the horse.
Reign of horses. Chariot. But in the same time a real voice came. Re Burkha.
Oh, police comes.
Jisko tum छप्पर चढ़ा करके बड़े आनंद के साथ मिलने जा रहा है उसका अकड़े गर्भ का बेटा, तुम्हें मार डालेगा। तो हम यू कैरिंग वेरी हैप्पीली
एट होम
हिज सन एट सन विल फिनिश एंड देन ही गिव अप द रेन ऑफ द चैरियट एंड टू सॉर्ड एंड टू द
Hair of
hair of
Devaki.
Devaki. And he at once thought that if I will kill Devaki, then how his
son
will come? But he never has faith in that
aerial sound
that anyhow that son will come and kill you. He has no faith, but Vasudeva has faith. He cannot kill Devaki. A son must come and kill him. Anyhow, I should try to save, but it is said, no more. Then he told Kans that, oh Kans, why you are killing your sister like daughter? His eighth son, you are telling, then all the sons, when they will take birth, I will give to you, and you should kill or what you want to. He knew Vasudeva Maharaj, he is very pakka of his words.
The true speaker, very truthful.
So, he left them and they went to home. After some time, first son has taken birth. And Vasudeva Maharaj took that son and
hand over
to Kans. Kans told us that you are very, very religious person. This son will not kill me, so you should return back. So in this way, six son
killed,
not killed. But in the meantime, Narada Rishi came. Oh, don't believe gods. They are all gods. And as yourselves, of God. They must kill you, so don't believe and kill all the sons. And then comes, began to kill all. When seventh came in the home and home of
Devaki.
Then, after some time, it was taken by Sankarsan in the womb of Rohini, who was in Gokul. In this way, he removed. Rohini was also pregnant. So this Baldev Prabhu, that is Sankarsan, he went there. And first mixed in Baldev Prabhu. Then, now, eighth, Kans gave order to Prahari, gods and all,
watchmen,
be careful. And when the time came, before some time, 8 months, when there was rain, thunderbolt, always sitting in his room, gods there slept. And this way, Krishna came in 8th. and told that I had come from my before Bardar.
Benediction.
So I see Krishna was at that time as a baby, but 16 years old. He has
curly hair,
brown
ornaments,
and like 15 years age, Sankha Chakra Gada Padma. And thus he told that I have come for that, don't worry. Then Vasudeva Devaki prayed that now we realize you are Supreme Lord. So be a baby, child, otherwise skunks will kill you. And then Krishna became like baby, Vasudeva took him to go. At the same time, at 12th night, Mother Yasoda has two children. One, Sogamaya, and second, Krishna.
First Krishna.
At a time. So Krishna, Yasoda has two, or son, one son and one daughter. Vasudeva Maharaj, taking this child, Krishna, to Gokul, in the midway, sun was, it was raining, Yamuna was, in Yamuna there was a flood, it is very hard to cross, but Vasudeva saw a jackal is easily going
crossing the Yamuna.
And that once he also went in the middle of Yamuna. Then Yamuna wanted to take the lotus feet of Krishna. So Shivaji increasing to take the feet of Krishna. Vasudeva Maharaj was taking him up and up. And when this water came, that from the
backside,
Krishna touched the Yamuna and Yamuna went. And by that, the son of Vasudeva, Vasudeva Krishna, Chaturbhuj Krishna, he returned back to Mathura and the son of Yasoda mother came and he came in the
basket
of Vasudeva Maharaj. And again Vasudeva went to Yasoda palace and he kept the son and he saw that the lady was there.
God.
And he took that lady,
daughter,
and he could not saw Krishna. And Krishna was there sleeping. So Krishna has two births. One he appeared, not to birth in Mathura. And in Gokul he took birth here.
Umbilical cord.
With umbilical cord with Mother Yasoda.
Umbilical cord.
Unka nadi chedan vahan par hua. Unka sanskar hua. नंद बाबा जी ने हजारों गायें दान में दी, बथैया बजी, इस तरह से वहां पर आनंद छा गया निर्वासों का। सो मेनी ऑफ पीपल इन इंडिया टू दे नो दैट दे कृष्ण हैज टेकन बर्थ इन मथुरा, बट नॉट ही हैज टेकन बर्थ इन मथुरा, ही हैज टेकन बर्थ इन
गोकुल
एंड ही इज partly he is in
Mathura. Appeared in Mathura.
Appeared in Mathura. But fully he has come as a Supreme Lord, as Krishna in
Gokul. In Gokul.
After 6 days gone. Kas was very dead, very. He called his counselor, Charu, Moshe, Agasur, Bakasur, all counselors. They were minister of counsel. And when Vasudeva returned back to Mathura, Kansa at once came and took the feet of Devi and threw on a stone. But she became Ashtapuja Durga, 800 Durga, and fly in the air. And he dashed his feet on the head of Kansa. Re Kansa, Krishna has taken birth. Astam garbha of Devaki has taken. Don't worry, you can be free. And after 6 days, Kansa
called
all his minister and told the eight son of Devaki. Is anywhere within Braja, you should discover and kill him. Then Putana, very dangerous, more stronger than Kansa. So Kansa has made her like a friend. She told that I will surely
kill
that boy. And how we went to Gokula and what she did, you should tell him
together. Putana had the strength of 10,000 elephants. Her special demoniac quality is she loved killing small children, babies, and drinking their blood. So she was the first demon that Krishna sent. That Krishna liberated, that Kamsa had sent to Goloka Vrindavan. She was able to assume any form. So she assumed the form of a maiden of Gokul, a coward girl, Gopi. She was very, very beautiful. When she arrived at Vrindavan, everyone was captivated by her beauty. Even Mother Yashoda thought, oh, maybe she is a demigoddess. Maybe even Lakshmi herself. They were so captivated by her beauty, and she approached Mother Yashoda with her arms outstretched, beckoning her to give her her baby Krishna, to allow her to also give her the service of milking, giving breast milk to Krishna. But she had put on her breast a very, very powerful poison. Her intention was to kill Krishna. The atmosphere of Vrindavan was very beautiful. The sound of the river Jamuna was very sweet. The fragrance of the flowers, Veli, Chameli, Jui, Kadamba, they were very, very captivating. The atmosphere was so enchanting, but it didn't affect Puja because she was on a mission sent by Kamsa to kill the Supreme Lord. So we're very fortunate tonight, ladies and gentlemen, to be here hearing the transcendental, from the transcendental lotus mouth of Lord Krishna's dear devotee. There's a verse in the 11th canto, the postgraduate study of Srimad Bhagavatam. Akshon pram tarisha kirtanam hi, darshanam hi, tano pram tarisha gartha sangha, jiva pram tarisha kirtanam hi, sudurgalam bhakti hi loke. The perfection of one's eyes is to see the pure devotee of the Lord. The perfection of the touch is to touch the pure devotee, especially if you can get close and touch Srila Gurudev's lotus feet. The padanduli of the pure devotee is very, very powerful. The perfection of the ears to hear the glorification of the pure devotee. So when we hear the transcendental words, shabda, they're actually non-material, shabda brahman emanating from this pure devotee, it goes deep into our heart, it awakens our sleeping souls. Hearing the transcendental pastimes of Krishna from the lips of the pure devotee under his guidance, from his representatives, is very, very powerful and will awaken our spiritual consciousness. So Bhutana very easily received baby Lord Krishna in her lap. So at that time, Krishna closed his eyes, seeing in front of him this demon Bhutana. She gave him her breast to take the milk from her breast. Krishna, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, sucked her breast and sucked her milk and sucked out her very life's air. She felt the strength of Krishna increase. She tried to put him down, but could not put the Supreme Lord down. She had a strength of 10,000 elephants, which was a small baby, 6 days old. At another time, 1 year later, Mother Yashoda tried to put Krishna down when she wanted to get the milk that was boiling over on the stove. She very easily put down Krishna. How does Mother Yashoda have so much more strength than Bhutan, who has the strength of 10,000 elephants? Our Acharyas explain because Krishna is controlled by love and affection. In fact, the reason he closed his eyes is he saw that Bhutana was duplicitous. She came to him in the guise of a mother to give him breast milk, but her intention was to kill Krishna. He didn't want to see that face of such a demoniac personality with a duplicitous mentality. He didn't want to see a woman realize that he had to liberate this woman and kill a woman. Actually, when Krishna kills the demons, he's liberating them from their demoniac existence. So she could not put Krishna down, and he sucked out a very high air. Immediately, she assumed her gigantic original form, 8 miles long. Krishna expertly had her fall and crash down, tumultuous roar when she hit the ground, away from Vrindavan. Didn't hurt any of Vrindavan or its inhabitants. So Mother Yashoda and Nandababa, they were extremely fearful. But when they saw that Krishna had liberated her, their life had come back. The demigods from heaven saw this wonderful feat, and they showered so many flowers from the heavenly planets, and beat on their kettle drums, and conch shells were sounded. Jai Shri Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna. The Acharyas have explained that one who hears the liberation of Putana by Krishna, we have obstacles in obtaining Braj Bhakti Ras, the inner heart sentiment of the eternal residents of Goloka Vrindavan. They don't see Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the most powerful creator and sustainer of the universe. They see him as Nanda Yashoda, as their beautiful Lala, their wonderful coward boyfriend who's extremely attractive and beautiful. So there's a special bhakti ras that the inhabitants of Vrindavan have for Sri Krishna. By hearing the transcendental passages of Krishna, especially liberating different demons in Vrindavan, it nullifies certain tendencies that we have for achieving that realization within our hearts. By hearing the transcendental passages of Krishna liberating Putana in Vrindavan, it will counteract our tendency for duplicity and accepting a false teacher or guru in our life, as Putana represented falsity. So in this way, it's very fortunate that we are hearing from Srila Gurudev today. And also, we should understand in previous life, Putana was the daughter of Bali Maharaj. When she saw Bhamanadev enter into the assembly there of her brother, Bali Maharaj, she was captivated by Lord Bhamanadev's beauty. She thought, oh, I want to have such a beautiful son, a child like my son. But then later, when she saw her brother being punished because he didn't fulfill his promise to Lord Bhamanadev in 3 steps of land, she said, oh, I will poison that person. So in her next birth, she took birth as Putana, and that way she had the opportunity to have Krishna in her lap like a baby son, and at the same time to try to poison that personality. So our Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, Janma Karma Tamedhyam Yomam 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 Yomam
Yomam
Yomam Yomam Yomam Yomam. One who understands the nature of my appearance and disappearance in this world will not take birth again. In the following verse, he says, Prichunaya Saranam, Ganeshaya Janushikam, Ramasamsarpanathaya Sambhavani Yuge Yuge. To give pleasure to my devotees and to annihilate the demoniac influences in this world, I come millennium after millennium in my transcendental original form to re-establish principles of dharma and religiosity. Thank you very much.
Now Krishna Bhikandu, Krishna and Baldev, they began to grow up. Now they used to go out of Raj Palace, and a group of boys, Gwalna, they used to go in a Gwalini house, and anyhow he used to store away butter, milk, and other things. Once he went in the house of a gopi, Krishna called his son and told, go and untie the
calf
and when and tell mother, oh, calf is
drinking milk.
Running away cow and drinking milk.
Sucking the milk of cow And then she went to
catch
the
cup.
And in the meantime, Krishna with hundreds of Gopal Bhav entered in the house and stole away everything.
And Radha.
One day Krishna was caught red-handed by any gopi. What are you doing, Lala? So I was searching my cough. The ear cough? Oh yes, it has jumped in your pot. So we, and then he gave hand and took a
marble toy of cup.
And the gopi began to laugh and Krishna.
Run away.
In this way, one day in the morning, Krishna and his group friends went to a gopi house and Krishna entered her house and when he was stealing butter, red-handed he caught him and then, oh, Mother Yashoda does not
believe
us. So I will take you
personally.
Yashoda's house.
Personally. And she took
Krishna
and went to Yashoda house. Oh Yashoda, see, I have written and caught Krishna myself. Yashoda came out of his palace and told, where my son is sleeping. And then my son is sleeping there, how he can be? And then he opened the mouth of that Krishna and he saw that he own
child
and became very shameful. In this way, when he became 2 years and 6 months about, one day, Yashoda thought, oh, all the gopis are complaining that he is going to
steal butter.
Steal away butter. I have so many cows, very good cows. Padma, Kalindi, so good. So, our maid servants cannot prepare butter, so it becomes
sour.
That is why Krishna does not take here and goes to other. So I will give leave to all the gopis and I will alone milk the cow and make butter and I will chat. So he was now churning
yogurt.
His voice was so sweet that in Krishna his voice has come. Krishna is beautiful. Mother Yashoda more
beautiful.
That his son become like so beautiful. When she was chanting, he was absorbed in Krishna sweet pastimes of boyhood and doing chanting like this.
Govinda Dharmo Dharma.
Thank you.
what happened? You.
Guruve Gaura Chandra Radhikaya Vidale Krishna Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namaha. So, first of all, I give a pronounce to Lord Sri Guru Padma, Om Vishnu Pad, Sishan Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj, Chudani Sannyasis, Brahmacharigan, Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, ladies and gentlemen. Sri Gurudev has ordered me to try to speak something of the enchanting pastimes of Sri Krishna. Because as Sri Krishna attracts the mind of everyone, his activities also attract the mind of all. Therefore, Maria Soda, when she was churning the yogurt, then she is the embodiment of Krishna, prem, love for Krishna. Jodohane, Vohane, Madaropane, Prem Kankana, Adhikara, Virudho, Iti Mahajana. Therefore, when the gopis are cleaning their houses, when the gopis are milking the cows, when they are performing any activities, then with their voices choked and tears in their eyes, they chant the names of Krishna. Therefore, Maria Soda was so absorbed in remembering her Krishna and all these naughty activities that with her eyes closed, she was chanting the holy name with tears flowing from her eyes. Therefore, where does Krishna reside? Naham tisthami vaikunta yoginam pradiyesiva chakra
madhvakta jatabhayam shita pradishthami narada.
O Narada, I do not live in the hearts of the yogis. I do not live in the Vaikuntha planets. Where do I live where my devotees chant my name. Then when Maria Soda, she is chanting the name of Krishna with so much affection, can Krishna be far away? Therefore she pulled Krishna by her devotion. And Krishna came and he saw Maria Soda so much absorbed in chanting and remembering me. How much Krishna became happy. So we should also try, by the grace of Guru and the devotees, when we chant the name of Krishna, we should also give some time. Know that all day we are so much busy running here and there, we cannot even give 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour to deeply chant and remember Krishna. One time Sri Gurudev was in his room when one devotee came in, and Gurudev was not aware that person was in his room. So he was chanting, and tears were flowing from his eyes. And after a long time, he opened his eyes and saw that devotee. Then he said, there's only one problem in this world. Where is Krishna? Then he closed his eyes and so Maria Soda, she was chanting, and Krishna thought, she is so much absorbed in chanting my name, he's not even giving me attention. Then to get her attention, he grabbed that churning rod, and his other hand, he grabbed her, what is it called? Ancha, cloth. And then Maria Soda, she saw, Krishna is there. Oh, mother, I am hungry. Maria Soda took Krishna on her lap and began breastfeeding him. Maria Soda's breast milk is not material milk. Her breast milk is Vatsalya Rasa. His parental affection for Krishna in the form of milk. Therefore, at that time, there was some milk boiling on the stove. So in the spiritual world, everything is conscious. In the mature world, everything is unconscious. Achit, non-spiritual. But in the spiritual world of Goloka Vrindavan, everything is conscious. Therefore, the milk is also conscious. It's thinking, if I cannot get a chance, I will never get a chance to serve Krishna. Why? Because Mother Yasoda's breast milk will never be finished. Completely unlimited. And Krishna's desire to drink the love of Maria Soda will also never be finished. Then when I'll get a chance to serve? If I cannot serve Krishna, my life is useless. So the milk began bubbling over and began entering into the fire. Great devotees are not selfish. Why Gurudev is coming to South Africa? He could be hiding in any cave in the Himalayas or moving anywhere simply chanting the holy name. Why has he come here? He's come here because he is not selfish. He is not satisfied simply in self-serving the Supreme Lord. He wants to give other people a chance. Therefore, they move here and there, giving people instructions on spiritual life. Therefore, Maria Soda, she saw this milk. She wants to serve my Krishna. Therefore, she put Krishna down and ran to save the milk. Krishna was not willing to be put down. Therefore, he was grabbing hold of Maria Soda with his hands, with his legs, with his teeth, he was catching her cloth. But Maria Soda, with one hand up, she put him down, like you heard from Pujapati Sajan Maharaj. And Krishna, because he's controlled by the love of the devotees, he would agree to be put down by Madhya Yasoda. Even big demons like Ravana, Kumbhakarna, Kamsa, Jarasandha, they could not defeat Krishna. But Krishna was defeated by the loving affection of his mother. Therefore, if we want to capture Krishna, we also have to follow under the guidance of Madhya Yasoda. So Madhya Yasoda was thinking, oh, milk, don't die. By you, I will give so much service to Krishna. From my milk, I cannot make rasgulla, sandesh, burfi, yogurt, nothing. But from you, I will give so many nice preparations to Krishna. So she put Krishna down and ran to save the milk. There she is teaching us. Sometimes it could be the service of Krishna that may be even more important than Krishna himself. So she went to save the milk. Krishna became very angry. I'm still hungry and Madhya Yasoda has left me. Then he went and he went to push over that big pot of yogurt. So he was trying to push, but he could not push because it's so heavy. So he thought, what will I do? He saw one grinding stone. Before there were electric blenders, people used to grind masala by hand. Then he took that stone and he was going to crack on the top. He thought, no. So he cracked on the bottom, bonk. And like a pressure hydrant, all that yogurt was spreading across the room and Krishna was very happy clapping. Then the next minute he thought, oh my God. When Madhya Yasoda sees what I've done, she is going to punish me. So it's Armageddon out of here. So Krishna began running away. He thought, now Madhya Yasoda will definitely chastise me. But what can he do? He was still hungry. So as he was running, he saw one pot of yogurt hanging from the roof. So he pushed the grinding water, putka. And he's standing on that grinding water. He began feeding himself, his friends, and there were many, many monkeys and crows. Because those monkeys and crows had done so much service to his previous incarnation as Ramchandra. But in the forest, Ram could not feed them nicely. So in this incarnation, Krishna was, oh, come brothers, now it's time for payback. So Krishna was feeding all those monkeys and crows. But he was so much absorbed in happiness of feeding his devotees, he forgot about Madhya Yasoda. And Madhya Yasoda, she came. Where is Krishna gone? Who has broken his yogurt pot? Then she saw all the footprints of Krishna. Just like Krishna is called Makam Chor. He's a big thief. Chora Pagana Purusham Nama. One devotee said, Krishna, don't think Krishna just steals yogurt or the clothes, or Krishna steals the heart of the devotee. He steals the sins of that person who chants his name. Therefore, he's such a big thief. Therefore, one name of Bhagavan is called Hari. Hari means to steal. Therefore, when a person commits a crime, he must leave some clue. Madhya Yasoda, Krishna forgot, when Krishna was running, he ran in the yogurt, and that yogurt left some footprints. Madhya Yasoda followed the footprints, and she took a stick in one hand and was going forward to catch Krishna like a cat. Then all the monkeys and crows began running. Krishna thinking, why are they running? And just as Madhya Yasoda was going to grab him, Krishna jumped off the grinding water and ran. So in Vedic society, a woman will not run in public. Therefore, Krishna thought, I'll run on the main road. Madhya Yasoda will never follow me in public. But Krishna forgot that day was all the men had gone for cow grazing. Therefore, Krishna ran on the highway. Not highway, what do you say?
Main road.
Main road. Madhya Yasoda was running behind him. Therefore, Yadyapi Samadhisu Vidyapi Pas Vinata Natakamanishan Vidamicham Minasamya Tavash Tadapi Kripada Vidyasha. Even perfect yogis in their meditation cannot see the toenails of Krishna. What to speak of catching him? But Madhya Yasoda ran after him. Krishna cannot be approached by those who perform pious activities. He cannot be approached by the yogis. He cannot be approached by Yadya. He cannot be approached by reading the Vedas. He cannot be approached by meditation. He is approached only yada bhakti mamojita. He is captured only by devotion. Therefore, Krishna was running and he was moving side to side. And Gurudev said Madhya Yasoda was a little bit chubby. Therefore, she was also trying to move. And Krishna was running. Krishna had a head start on Madhya Yasoda. So Madhya Yasoda ran at the same speed as Krishna. She could not have caught him. She had to run faster than Krishna, and then she could catch him. Gurudev says, if we only love Krishna as much as Krishna loves us, you cannot catch him. If you only love Gurudev as much as Gurudev loves you, you cannot catch him. You have to love more. Therefore, Mother Sara, she was running and she saw the tiny soft footprints of Gopal. Oh, how these soft feet can run on these hard stones. Her heart became full of compassion, and Krishna allowed himself to be captured. Then Mother Sara, she didn't beat him. Oh, Maru, I will beat you. And Krishna is crying, no mother, no mother, don't beat me. Krishna was taking long breaths. He was very afraid. That time Kunti, somehow she was watching that lila. Afterwards she said, Yagavati Swayamvara. Death is afraid of the name of Krishna. But Krishna is afraid of his mother. Such is the greatness of the devotees. I will beat you, thief, chor. And Krishna said, Mala, I am not any thief. In your family is one thief, because in Madhya Sura's dynasty there was one coward man called Chor Ghosh. Chor means thief. So Krishna said, in my dynasty of Bala, none of Bala, there is no thief, but in your dynasty there may be a thief. And Madhya Sura said, oh, friend of the monkey, who broke the yoga pot? And Krishna said, who made the yoga pot? He broke it. Who is feeding the monkeys? Who created the monkeys? He is feeding. In this way, Krishna was revealing his position as Bhagavan, but Madhya Sura, she could not understand. She only thinks Krishna is my son. Then Krishna was very afraid. Then Madhya Sura thought, if I let him go, he will run away, maybe to the forest, and some danger would come to him. So I should punish him, and also I should protect him from danger. Saying so, she went bound one end of her rust hair rope to the grinding water, because this grinding water helped Krishna in his crime of stealing. He's a criminal, and Krishna is also a criminal. I will punish both of them. But when she bound one end of the grinding water and went to bind the waist of Krishna, which was thin like the fist, very thin waist, amazing, she could not join the two ends of her rope together to bind Krishna. And she became astonished. Then she called her sakis, bring another rope. She tied that rope to another one, and again, amazingly, the rope was only two fingers too short. Bring another rope, bring another rope. All the ropes of Gokul, Madhya Sura, tied together. But no matter how many millions of ropes she joined, she could not capture Krishna. Two fingers too short. Very nice instruction here. What is two fingers? Some people think, hey, don't worry, when Bhagavan gives mercy to me, then I'll worship him. When Bhagavan gives mercy to me, then I'll become vegetarian. When Bhagavan gives mercy to me, then I'll take diksha from bona fide guru. They think everything is the mercy of Bhagavan. That person is like cat. Like a cat carries the kitten in the mouth, the kitten does not do anything. Some people think Bhagavan will do everything. I just have to do nothing. And there are other people who think like a monkey. The baby monkey grabs hold of the mother never grabs hold of the monkey, and she jumps from tree to tree. If the baby falls back, the mother will never go back to pick her up. So some people think, oh, I will capture Bhagavan by my own power. And some think Bhagavan will do everything. Therefore, these two figures represent these two conceptions. Therefore, Madhya Sura taught us, when you make your own endeavor and Bhagavan's mercy comes, then you can bind him. Kripya Savandana. Even the Sukadeva Goswami said that Krishna has no inside, no outside. He is completely unlimited, bigger than the bigger, smaller than the smallest. Who can bind him? How can you bind someone who is all pervading? But Kripya Savandana. By his mercy, Krishna allowed himself to be bound. Therefore, Madhya Sura bound Krishna. Then she went to perform her household chores. That time, Krishna was crying. When Madhya Sura went away, the friends were there. Krishna began laughing. Ah. And the friends said, oh, Krishna, today you're being taught a good lesson. Then Krishna decided to play, so he went outside. And the friends were pushing the grinding water as Krishna went to the garden. In that garden were too many big trees. They were sons of Kuber, Manigriva and Nal Kuber. They had been cursed by Narishi.
Thank you. Hey.
Hare Krishna.
चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः।
In brief, can you?
I'm the request of Sri Guru Padma, and I think Bhagavad Gita of Krishna was and Krishna is invited to the sannyasis and will come on guest. So you have heard from Sri Padamadhar Maharaj that Mother Yashoda tied Krishna with a blinded mortar. Why? Because blinded mortar helps Krishna, they accomplish the task. So both are same type of guilty. So Mother Yashoda tied Krishna with a blinded mortar. Not with other thing. Mother Yashoda thought, now I have to do my household work because no maid servant today. So she thought, if I release Krishna just now, then he may run into forest or may jump in the Jamuna. So he will be in this position, then after some time Krishna will cool down, then I will release him and give my best meal and Krishna will be happy. And Krishna saw her same age, 2 years, 2.5 years, all they came. And Mother Yashoda told, oh my dear boys, please take care of Krishna and go inside. When Mother went inside, then Sakha told, oh Krishna, now we have a good lesson. Every hand, where they catch you red-handed, if so, you are my mother, why caught me, smiles such a way, then the hand became loose around it. And today what will you do? This Sakasa is laughing and they make Krishna laugh. All are laughing. Krishna forgot that Mother was dying and punished me so much. All are laughing. Then Krishna thought, oh, look. Oh, Mother is not here. Let us go outside and play here. If you talk here louder, then Mother will come and punish me again and you all. So let us go outside. Then Mother will not see us. So how to go? Krishna told, listen, I am pulling and you can push the blinded mortar. By this way you go outside. When you go outside and you make a lot of harm, Mother will not be there. Okay, let us go. When Krishna come, just going to outside of the courtyard, then there is two trees, or two trees, twin or two trees. How the trees came there? Once, the demigods, the Kube, who was the predominant of all wealth, he had two sons, Nalkuba and Monigri. They're so much intoxicated, they're playing with heavenly themselves in a pond, being completely disturbed. They're placing water each other, making fun. In the meantime, Narodrishi, he was become the associate of God, he was passing through that way. See Narodrishi, the heavenly themselves saw him for a distance. They came out from the water, dressed and did pranam to Narodrishi. And Narodrishi said, they became so much intoxicated. They are using slang words for Narodrishi. You have no other way to go? Why you take this way? We are disturbing my pain and calling out. Why you care for this sadhu? Why you care for this mendicant? Come here. Then Narodrishi thought, oh, you have been the son of devotee. You like become behaving like enough, like tree? Okay, both of you will be tree. Then they understood their consciousness going away gradually. Then they understood this is not an ordinary mendicant. They come out from the water, grab Narodrishi's feet. Narodrishi thought, what I have told, it must be happened. But I have made some concession. Both of you will be free in the courtyard of Nanda Baba when Lord Krishna, Supreme Personal Godhead, will incarnate this world to deliver himself by his own pastimes. So Krishna said, oh, my devotee, Narodrishi have caused and benefits at the same time, then I deliver both of these beings free. Because, why? Because Krishna always keeps the promise of the devotees. So when they come, and Krishna told the boys, oh, you can go up from here, let me pull it very tightly. The driver motor, keep going this long way, then can pass through, but stop this way. So Krishna discover that urgently. And not ahead in the rope by Madhavas Pratai in Krishna's voice, only touching the joint of motor, and he pulled very strong, and both the tree uprooted and given the sound. All birds became surprised. What is going to happen? Without any doubt, like a thunder voice coming down in the birds, what is going to happen? No one is speaking about the themselves. All are thinking what will happen about Krishna. What about happened to Yashoda's son? What about happened to Nandalala? All they are running towards sound. And the mother Yashoda came out and saw Krishna is there and sitting like a wooden statue put on low an inch. And from the putris to them to heavenly planet like a demigods came out from the tree and did pranam to Krishna and circumvented Krishna and went away from there. The old boys who was sent away by Krishna 2 years, 2.5 years, they became surprised. And when Nandava came, saw Krishna in between the tree, Nandava came and seeing this, he became very surprised, very angry. Somehow or other, prior to this, something happened. When Krishna was coming out of the courtyard, the Sakha said, oh, I will untie you and I will go play together. Then Siddhant came, Madhuman Salai, you do not do that. Oh, you are not able to do that. Then he pushed it one side. He wants to untie. One after another, Sakha tried so many times but could not successful. Why? Because Mother Yashoda's parental mood and Sakha has friendly tongue. So parental mood much more superior to friendly tongue. So Sakha could not untie. Nandava came and easily untied Krishna's heart and took him on his lap and gave him some laddu in his hand and told, who are tying you? This was means mother tying me. Then Nandava told, shall I beat her? Although the son not there, Krishna grabbed his hand. No, don't beat my mother. And told, who untie you? Baba, who tie you, mother? Nandava thought, Yashoda is so soft-hearted. How became so queer? How became so hard-hearted? That tie Krishna so soft boy, delicate fragile boy. Then he took Krishna and Baladev both and went to the basic place of Jamuna and keep them back and went to cowshed. Nandava has 9 lakh cows. And give some sugar candy in their mouth and direct milk in the cows in Krishna's and Baladev's mouth. All became, both of them became very satisfied. And Yashoda is thinking, why I tie him? I'm thinking, he's completely tears dried up. Gradually, so many mother Yashoda's sake came. And what to do now? Then Rohi Mata Rohini, Upananda, Abhinanda, Sunanda, Nanda, Sovai, and other Bhadgopis, who is like Sokisa Mata Yashoda, they went to Krishna, where Nanda was sitting in drawing room, not inside room. And Rohini told Baladev, go and grab Krishna here. Baladev is much more powerful than Krishna, so his name is Balaram. So Baladev wanted to pull Krishna, and Krishna pushed his souls that fully. Baladev Prabhu fell down completely and looking, oh, how Krishna beat me today? And Mata Rohini told, oh Krishna, will not come to your mother? What will you eat? My father will give me sugar candy and milk. I will eat that. Will not come? No. Who means no? With whom you play? I play with my Baba, his father, and now here. With whom you sleep, I will sleep with my father, if your mother will. Jaisya Ram, his Ram Nam Sapta hai, expired. When he heard his mother expired, Krishna began to so bitterly and spreading arms. And Gahini Maya took Krishna and put Yashoda's lap. As soon as Yashoda got touch of Krishna, began to cry so louder. And now life came in Yashoda's body. And by this way, all are weeping After that, there is no cooking. Who will cook? But who will cook? Mother Rohini cook very softly, very shortly, and little bit only. Not so many items today. And now they are serving to Nanda Baba. Krishna in left thigh and Balaram right thigh. Nanda Baba feeding both of them. And when they put that, Nanda Baba is taking something. And Krishna told, Nanda Baba told Krishna, when bring your mother, he will take prasad here. Jyotha is so scared, so fearful, not coming. And Krishna pulling his her belt. Jyotha told, okay, you can take prasad, we'll take later. By this way, Krishna, by Satya, so many pastimes, Krishna immersed all Brajavasis in pastime. Whoever remembers Krishna's all pastime, they will depart from this world. Why Krishna doing all these pastimes? Anugraha bhaktanam manusodhyam asrita bhajateta visikrita ajasutvata parobhave. We will remember Krishna's pastimes. They know they will come in this world, they will keep up on that birth and death and attend Krishna's service in Gola Vrindavan. And have for whom Krishna told, Jagatva Nivartanti Tathava Paramamama. Going where no one will come back in this world anymore to suffer in this material world, that is Krishna's eternal abode. So, how to get that abode? Have to be instead by Bona Fide Gurudev and to bhajan, then you can attend on the service of Krishna like Mata Yashoda and Sarkha, especially the Rajgopis are serving Krishna, then your life will be successful and no longer to come down in this world anymore. Hare Krishna.
Now Krishna is more grown up. One day he was playing with the cowherd boys. Cowherd boy told Krishna, today a very powerful demon has come. So please save us. What is demon? We are too hungry. And then what became? In a brief. Shamrani. Fruit seller.
In brief.
In brief. Ten minutes. 10 to 15.
Om Ajnati Virandasya Gyanjana Salakaya Chaksurumilitam Yena Tasmati Shri Gurudeva.
Daman, Leela.
First I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet, my most worshipful Diksha Gurudev. Nishvira Purusha Om Vishnupai Astol Krishna Shri Shimak Shri
Bhakti
Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipful Shri
Gurudeva.
Om Vishnupai Astotra Satsri Shimad Shri Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj. To all of our disciple succession, all the sannyasigan, Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, and honored guests, Srila Gurudev has ordered me to tell the history of Phol Vikrani, or the fruit seller. The fruit seller, a lady who sold fruit, was a resident of Mathura. As Srila Gurudev explained earlier, Krishna took his birth in Vrindavan as in the role of an ordinary boy. And he appeared in Mathura as a 16-year-old youth with wavy hair, helmet, ornaments, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his four-handed form. Devaki prayed to Krishna, on one hand, we know that you're the Supreme Lord. Just as the whole universe is within your abdomen, you appeared in my abdomen. At the same time, I'm afraid that you'll be killed by Kamsa, so please take the form of an ordinary boy so we can protect you. So in Mathura, there's mixed sweet understanding of Krishna as Naravadila, as ordinary boy, as a friend, as a son, as a beloved, and mixed with the opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. So this fruit seller was a resident of Mathura, but she had the Sadhu Sangha, the association of devotees from Vrindavan and associates in Mathura who've been to Vrindavan and got the association of the residents of Vrindavan. And they came back and told her about Krishna's sweet childhood pastimes. As was mentioned earlier, why does Krishna perform these pastimes, these beautiful, sweet childhood pastimes? To convince those who only know him in his opulent feature as God that I am not controlled by one who's situated in opulence. I'm controlled by those who are immersed in my sweet boyhood pastimes. Iti drikswalila viranda kunde swagosham imajanta avyapayantam taviyeshita neshudakairitakvam puna prematastam sadavitti vande. So now Krishna is going to show his special mercy on Amaturavasi. So hearing again and again about the Lord's sweet childhood pastimes, what kind of pastimes? That now Krishna realizes that he can go out of his door, and he and Baladev, crawling, naked, 2.5 years old, wearing only some bells around his waist, they see some beautiful flowers, and so they push aside the thorn bush to get those flowers. But what happens? The thorn bush covers them, traps them, and Krishna starts screaming and wailing, "Mother, save me, save me." So his mother has to save him and scold him. Or Krishna begins squeaking. He jumps up to the horns of a bull and begins swinging on the bull's horns. Or Mother Yasoda tells him, go and get that calf for some sacrifice. So Krishna goes, pulls the calf. And finally,
oh, you should come on the pan.
So she's hearing all these beautiful pastimes and she's thinking, I must have this association. So she went many, many times to Vrindavan, looking for Krishna, but he was always busy. Busy playing with his friends, sitting on the lap of Yashoda, singing, sleeping. So one day, as she was going, she became so eager, because the more she had the association of the residents of Vrindavan and looking for Krishna, she became so eager, she was determined that if I don't meet with Krishna, if I don't get his darshan, I'm not returning to Vrindavan. This is the price for realizing the Supreme Personality of God in that eagerness. So now she went to Vrindavan with her fruits and she was calling out as usual, follow, follow, take fruits, take fruits, take mangoes, take apples.
Follow, follow.
But she was so absorbed in Krishna and her eagerness to see Krishna that she started singing, Damodaralo, Madhavalo, Govindalo, take Govinda, take Madhava, take Damodar. She was just forgetful of what she was doing. She was so forgetful that whereas originally she was holding her basket on her head and calling out, Damodaralo, Madhavalo, Govindalo, she forgot to hold her basket. And she was just like engaged in Sankirtan, without holding on. What kind of Sankirtan? In great greed and eagerness. Gurudev said in this connection that a sadhak must have the same determination. I'll only associate with pure devotees. I'll always read Srimad Bhagavatam. I'll chant all my rounds with great longing to have Krishna's darshan. So finally, she sat at the gate of Nandabhavan's home, determined that I must have Krishna's darshan or I'll never return to Mathura. So in her singing and her great, great greed to get the darshan of Krishna, Krishna is in the meantime sitting on the lap of his mother, and he's hearing. So he must go to that devotee who's so eager to attain his darshan. So he jumped off the lap of Mother Yasoda, and hearing that in those days in the Vedic culture there was bartering, that is not money to buy fruits, but exchange of goods. So Krishna ran to the grain house and picked up as many grains as he could carry. But by the time he ran to the fruit wala, the fruit seller, the grains had fallen from his fingers, and just a couple of grains were attached to his, in between his fingers. So he gave those grains to the fruit seller and said, "Give me fruit." Meanwhile, she's looking at his beautiful, enchanting childhood form and is so overwhelmed with enchantment, she forgot everything else, who she was, where she was. And Krishna said, "Give me fruit." So then she said to him, "Yes, I will give you fruit, but only on one condition. You'll have to sit on my lap and call me mother." So now this is a low-class fruit seller, and Krishna is the son of the king of Braj. So he's thinking, how am I going to sit on her lap, just a trade woman, and call her mother? So he's looking, but I do want those fruits. So he's looking side to side, seeing nobody's around, nobody's looking. So he jumps on her lap for 1 second, says, "Ma," and immediately jumps out, "Give me fruit." So now her heart was completely, unlimitedly stolen by Krishna. She wanted to give him all the fruits in her basket, but his hands were so small. So he held out his hand so that she could fit at least a few fruits on his arms and hands. And Krishna immediately left with her heart and went back to Mother Yasoda and her associate gopis. Krishna gave those fruits to Mother Yasoda, and Mother Yasoda said, "Where did you get these lovely fruits?" So Krishna, so little boy, he could only point to the door. So then Mother Yasoda began distributing the fruits, and although there were only a few, although she distributed and distributed and distributed, there was no end to the fruits. This is the nature of Krishna's prasadam. Mahaprasada Govinde Nam Ramani Vaishnave. O Mahaprasada, you are not different from Radha and Krishna and all their pastimes. You are not different from the holy name, which can create and destroy innumerable universes. You are not different from the pure Vaishnavas and the pure Brahmins. So prasadam is unlimited. It's as unlimited as Krishna. So we hope that you'll kindly stay and have this Bhagavad prasadam by the mercy of Srila Gurudev. So then, the distribution of fruits was unending, and meanwhile, this fruit wala didn't know where she was, who she was, completely lost in absorption of Krishna. So finally, one gopi came and shook her shoulders, so she came to external consciousness, and she put the fruits basket back on her head and started walking. All of a sudden, she realized, why is this fruit basket so heavy? So she took it off her head, looked inside the fruit basket, and saw that what was previously fruits had now turned into the most valuable jewels, diamonds, sapphires, rubies. And what did she think? She didn't think, "Oh, good, I was benedicted by Krishna." She thought, "Oh, no, Krishna has cheated me. Instead of giving me himself forever, he's given me these jewels." So in disgust, she took that basket of jewels and threw it in the Jamuna. And she never went back to her home. Where did she go? Krishna took the body, the external shell of that fruit seller. Putana wanted to poison Krishna, and Krishna gave him a position gave her a position as a nurse in Golok. So what to speak of someone who wanted to give all of her fruits, her whole heart, and wanted to be the mother of Krishna. So who knows what great benediction she got. So many very beautiful morals of this story, this history. One, the importance of Sadhu Sangha, how that great Sadhu Sangha gives eagerness, and by that eagerness, one gets the darshan of Krishna. Thank you.
If Krishna is so merciful, if Putana came to kill Krishna in a form of mother, beautiful mother, and gave not only the liberator, but he gave mother wife in Guru Vrindavan birth.
Position. Mother like position.
Then what he can give this fruit seller? Oh, she must be mother, neighborhood mother of Nand Baba Yashoda Maharaja. And she will give milk sometimes in the mouth of Krishna. She was very. If you want to serve Krishna, a curiosity should be like fruit seller. O Krishna, where Krishna? Fallo, fallo, govindalo, madhavalo, dahbodar. Then Krishna can be seen and his mercy will create. So, one day, Krishna and his Gwalbal were very hungry. And what became? A brief, not more than 15 minutes.
Om Nityananda Dhyanjana Shivakaya Chakshunmilitam Dhyanatana Shri Rupe Vanchakapadru Vishcha Kripasindriye Vacha Patitanam Pavli Vyavashtare Vyamonama Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Vichananda Shri Advaita Vidaka Shivasani Goa Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Krishna, Balaram, the cowboy boys, then Vrindavan, and they're going out. On this day, they're wandering through Madhavan. Madhavan, very, very sweet forest. And coming through the border of Madhavan, Krishna, Balaram, Sudan, Vasudan, and also Madhumangal, they come to Talban. And at that time, Madhumangal, he says to Krishna, "Oh Krishna, I feel one demon. One very, very ferocious demon is attacking me." Krishna Balaram said, "Where? Where's the demon?" "In my stomach, hunger. I'm very, very hungry, Krishna." And as he was saying this, one very, very sweet aroma was coming in the air, and it went in the nose of the cowherd boys, Krishna and Balaram. What was that? It was tal fruit, which was coming from a tal plantation, which belonged to Kamsa. But this tal
forest.
This tal forest. But this tal forest was being looked after by a servant of Kamsa called Bhinuka. He was a demon, but he assumed the form of an ass. And he was accompanied with other demons also in the form of asses. So Krishna and Balaram, accompanied by their friends, they went to this talban, and they went to this particular place where very, very high tal trees were. And Balaram, he went first, very powerful, white complexion, And then with his very strong arms and hands, he just took a tal tree and he just started to shake it. And so many tal fruit just started to come. The noise of the tal fruit hit the ground. It awoke Denkasura. Denkasura was very, very huge and very, very powerful. Denkasura got up and then he saw these two very, very beautiful boys, Krishna and Balaram. One dark complexion, one white complexion. And seeing them, their beauty just surpassed anything in this material world. But being a demon and thinking that, oh, this is the property of my Kamsa, so this, I'm here to protect us. Then he started to become furious. His envy started to mount. And then he started to run. And running straight towards Balaram, he jumped in the air. And with his hind hoofs, he kicked the chest of Balaram. And Balaram was just standing there, and he didn't even move, not even a centimeter. Then Basura looked, and he was amazed. How is it possible? His eyes became very big, his nose, nostrils, fire was coming out. And then he ran again, and with all his might, again he kicked with his back hoofs. And then Balaram just caught him with one hand. And just very nonchalantly started to sway him. Round and round and round and round and round and round. And then just threw him up to the highest tal tree. And the body, just as he was going up, the force was so powerful that he left his body even before he hit the tree. The body hit the tree, and then so many tal fruit, they started coming down. The friends of Devasura, they were looking. And they saw that here's our master. He's just been killed. Somebody catch him with one hand. Immediately they started to attack Baldev and Krishna. And Baldev and Krishna, it was like if they were playing cricket. Who's winning? And they were just taking the bodies of these asses and they were just flinging them towards the tal trees. And as they were going up, all these tal fruits, they were coming down. And not only that, now the tal trees started to come down. And one tal tree on top of another, top of another, top of another. And the place was completely decimated with bodies of asses and blood. Then, Krishna, he looked to Manumango. Manumango, you still want some tal fruit? And seeing all the asses, the blood, he said, I'm not hungry, let's go home. So, these stories, they're not stories, they're leelas, pastimes. And they are very, very instructive. We've heard of Krishna killing Putana. After that, he killed Trinavata, Adasura. But now, Balade is killing, not Krishna. He killed this Devasura. So, our charges explain that Balade, he represents Guru Tattva. And that these different demons, they represent different unwanted things which are within our hearts. And the unwanted thing that Devasura represents is ignorance. That this ignorance, this is the root cause of all the unwanted things which are there. So, when Krishna is killing the demons, it means that by one's endeavor, one's sadhana, also with mercy of Guru, that one will have to work and become free from these different unwanted things. But now, Baladeva is killing. It means that one will require very, very special mercy from Guru to uproot this root of all anattas called avidya. The as represents is a symbol of ignorance, stating that the asses carry a very, very heavy load, and the master has what in front?
Carrot.
Like a carrot in front, and the ass is just going, walking, carrying a heavy load. Why? Because the ass is thinking that at the end, then I'll get with my she ass, and I'll have sex life, and I'll enjoy this and that and this and that. So, simply, in this material world, this whole world actually is generated and is operated by this desire. And the original desire is this desire of sex, the desire between male and female in whatever species. We see millions and millions of pounds or rands or dollars being moved from one part of the country to another, from one part of the planet to another. And what is the cause of it? Only people to satisfy their passion desires, and the ultimate of it is sex. So, also the ass explain that in India, in the dry season, the ass is there and taking grass. But there's no grass because there's no rain. Everything is very, very dry. But then the ass, what's the word?
Hyper-extension.
The ass by its mind looks up and then sees that everything is, there's no grass.
Psychosomatic.
And psychosomatically, he becomes very fat. And he thinks, oh, I have eaten so much, how fat I am. I think I need to diet. And then in the rainy season, when the grass is very, very high all around, and the ass is eating, then he looks up, and he sees so much grass. I haven't eaten anything. And then by his mind, he becomes thin. Because he's thinking that he's a doer. In Bhagavad Gita, it explains, Pratyekri Manani, Gunai Kaman Sava Saha, Aham Karabi Ulatma Kataham Iti Manate, that the bewildered living entity, the ass, thinks itself to be the doer of activities, which is carried out by nature. We have this material body, which is given to us according to our karma, and it is a product of material nature, and it's acting, but we think that we're the doer. So in this way, the living entity is completely bewildered. So only by mercy of Guru. Guru is Baladev Prakash. What type of Guru? That Guru must be pure Guru to be able to approve this ignorance. The qualities of Guru is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. What's the verse?
Tasmat
Guru Prabhadita Bhikasu Shri Uttamam Shabde Parech Nishatam Brahmi Pasamashram. It says, Tasmat Guru Prabhadita, that in this human form of life, not just myself, not just the sannyasis, but all of us, we have one primary duty. What is that? We have to surrender to bona fide Guru. Tasmat Guru Prabhadita Bhikasu Shri Uttamam, and that we should make inquiries, not about our material welfare, but Uttamam, about transcendental welfare, about our spiritual goal. But who do we inquire from? Do you go to a vegetable market to go and buy gold? No. You have to go to the right place. Otherwise, you'll be cheated. So it explains, what are the qualities? You know, just it's explained that if you go, you have guru and you have kangaroo. You know kangaroo? Kangaroo is in Australia. So kangaroo, that if you go to somebody who's posing as a guru, but actually is acting as a kangaroo, he'll take all your pranami, all your donation. He'll take your wealth. He'll take your mind. He'll bewilder you. He'll think that, oh, I'm not making any advancement because actually I am at fault. And you don't know that actually because the guru hasn't got the power to really help you. And then they play a mind trick on you. And then they bounce away like a kangaroo with your mental problems and all your money, and they go. So Srimad Bhagavatam is saying, don't surrender to a kangaroo. There are many kangaroos. Most people who are acting as gurus actually are
kangaroos.
Says you must surrender to a bona fide guru. And this quality, Shabde, Tasma, Guru Prabhupada, Vikyasu Shrekutana, Shabde, Pare, Vishnatam, that Shabde, Pare, that in the Vedic scriptures, not only does he know the Vedic scriptures, he has realized the Vedic scriptures. Many people can speak from the Vedas, and they can speak from the Vedic information, and they can speak very, very nicely, very eloquently, and they can capture intelligence, but they can't change your heart. Guru, because he has realized the Vedas, then he can actually change the heart. Not only has he realized the Vedas, he's realized the goal of the Vedas. The goal of the Vedas is Krishna. That he has realized Krishna, he sees Krishna. He has an intimate relationship with Krishna. He speaks with Krishna. And then the third symptom, upasamashrayam, that he's free from all desires and senses of gratification. In his heart, there's no lust. In his heart, there's no anger. In his heart, all these material desires are completely washed away, and his heart is only overflowing with the mood of pure loving service to Divine Prabhu, Sri Shivani Krishna. Since one should surrender to such a guru, it is the real purpose of life. That without taking such a guru, then one's life will never be successful. So, also, because I've been asked to make it short.
Time is short.
One last.
Good fact, great pastimes of Krishna are unlimited. Vyasa has written only few. After this, he killed Bakasur, Aghasur, and Brahma Mohan Leela. After Ras, in Ras he saw that Radhika is most highest class of supermost gopi. She is Ladini Shakti of Radhika.
Krishna.
Krishna. Non-different with Krishna. Same thing. For Leela Vilas she has, they have come into group. After that, Ras, Uthav went to Vrindavan, Brajan Nandagam, and Bhramargi and other things were gone. Then he saw the glory of gopis and told Vande Nanda Brajay Sri Nam Padarenu Abhiknasa Jasam Harikathod Gi Punadhi Bhuvanatra. Oh, I pray all the gopis of Nanda Baba Gram
village
in Biran separation mood, that song so high top class of separation mood, that whole world can be
purified.
And then he came to came to Mathura and killed Kansa, Jarasandha and so many, and in Dwarka he married 16,000 so many, and thus up to end Vyasadeva has written all these things. We could not explain all these leelas, some leela we have. If you will come again, then we will try to tell some more sweet pastimes of Krishna. By hearing, you will be liberated and you will be engaged in the service of Krishna there. Surely by only hearing. Go, Pramanand.
Nabadwip. Nabadwip Parikram.